You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Former MSU and U.S. Olympic sports physician Larry Nassar is now serving what amounts to lifetime sentences for child pornography and sexual assault. The world watched through sentencing hearings in Michigan courtrooms as dozens and dozens of survivors spoke directly to Nassar, among them survivor Amanda Thomashow.
And Larry, the thing you didn't realize while you were sexually assaulting me and all of these young girls and breaking our lives is that you were also building an army of survivors who would ultimately expose you for what you truly are, a sexual predator. You might have broken us, but from this rubble, we will rise as an army of female warriors who will never let you or any man drunk off of power get away with such evil ever again.
That statement inspired another Nassar survivor to act. Grace French decided to take all of that power and build an organization that's called the Army of Survivors, and she's with us now. Grace French, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Very good to have you here. I want to just have you take us back to when you first encountered Larry Nassar. You were a dancer?
Yeah, I was a dancer, and I started dancing when I was 5 and started going to Nassar when I was 12, and that's when the abuse started as well.
And did you tell anyone, or did you keep it to yourself?
Definitely kept it to myself. I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't understand that it was abuse, because when you go to a doctor, you're supposed to trust them. You're supposed to take it all, and it's supposed to be healing, and that's what I thought it was. Turned out it wasn't, and I didn't really realize that until a lot later when these statements were coming out and heard stories that were so similar to my own. Something clicked, and I was like, that wasn't right.
So it clicked for you while the sentencing hearings were happening and in Ingham County Court? I mean, it was a week of or more of powerful victim statements that were broadcast.
Yeah, so that's when it clicked for me, and I think one of the biggest things was when my friends started going up from my dance studio, or friends I had known since I was 8 or 9, and hearing their stories really connected me more to the case, and then I realized that they were so similar to mine.
What was that aha moment like for you?
Devastating. It was devastating, and I don't think I was angry yet. Now I've gotten definitely to the more angry phase, but it was just a crazy moment where I didn't really realize. I had to reorient myself around a reality where he wasn't a doctor, he was an abuser.
And did you actually speak, or did you somehow get your story out there?
Yeah, so my statement was handed to Judge Aquilina. I was in the middle of processing this entire situation, and so I didn't really have time. And writing was my way of getting it out there in a different sort of way.
Joining the voices. And you heard Amanda's statement.
Yes,
and
I did.
That term, Army of Survivors. So what gelled and how did things click into place for you to say, you know what, we need to form a group?
It all started as I started sharing my story more and seeing all the people who wanted to help and didn't know where to go to make that happen. And I think the momentum that we have has created a movement, and I want to make sure that that movement continues. And so being able to use our momentum to help others, I think, is really important.
What do you want the movement that you're going to be creating with the Army of Survivors, what do you want that to do?
I want to make sure the conversation doesn't stop. It shouldn't take a tragedy like this to make people talk about it. I think it's an incredibly hard subject and something that people don't really want to talk about. But moving forward, it needs to be addressed in our laws, in our education, and everything that we do, starting with our kids. And it's not a conversation we want to have with a 3 or 4 year old, but it's something that needs to happen. And you can obviously phrase it differently for a 3 or 4 year old or for a 13 or 14 year old. But I think it's definitely something that needs to continue happening.
So how do you want to do that through Army of Survivors? What will be some of the actions you're going to take?
So we're going to focus in the beginning on funding other nonprofits who already have infrastructure to get things done. And so I think that's a way for us to make sure that the money that we are able to raise with this momentum is able to go immediately to some place that's going to make an impact.
So if somebody makes a donation, they know it is, air quotes here, survivor approved, that money will be used and that you've vetted these groups and are secure that they're going to help.
Yeah, and a lot of the organizations that we're in contact with are organizations that have helped our survivors and our sister survivors, which has been really great. And from there, we're also going to work on advocacy and making sure that laws that go through are making sure enablers are held accountable. And this is not only in Michigan, but hopefully will expand nationally as well.
How many sister survivors have joined you in this so far?
A little over 50 now. A lot of them are in a group message that we're using in order to make sure everybody's voices are heard. And there are a select few who are more involved day to day in making sure that we get some of the logistics stuff down.
And you've invited some others onto your board.
Yes.
Who?
So Judge Aquilina has just said that she would be very excited to be on our board. We're still confirming a couple of other people in the legislature and hopefully getting them on board as well to get their voices.
So people that you feel are our true allies.
Yeah, and people that we know have heard our stories and understand where we're coming from.
When you think of the changes that you want to see come into place to make sure that this doesn't happen again, I know that you've been involved in calling out Michigan State University, Interim President Engler, the MSU Board of Trustees. Tell us some of the places where you have gone to speak out.
I think MSU is a huge one for sure. I think some of the things that President Engler has said particularly are very offensive to a lot of people and make us feel shame, which is not what should happen as a survivor. So MSU as a place of accountability. I've also gone to the Michigan legislature to speak about bills that were being passed this past year in order to make sure those went through.
And you've spoken at the MSU Board of Trustees meeting
yes,
as well.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And then did you go to Washington?
Yes, I went to Washington as well and was at the Senate hearing and spoke there as well.
What does that do for you when you can take all of that, what first it was confusion and then probably hurt, and now there's some righteous anger I can see behind your eyes? Taking all of that and turning it into action, what is that doing for you?
I feel so empowered, and it's definitely a way that I'm healing in a way that I'm able to take something so bad and make it something so good.
What do you hope to see come out of Michigan's legislature to protect kids in Michigan?
So we are definitely watching some bills coming through in the next couple of months, and hopefully those will get approved, and that will make sure that people are held accountable and there's mandatory reporting and people are able to feel empowered speaking out.
So I guess how can people who want to help your cause do so? What kind of help and what kind of effort would push this forward?
Yeah, well, firstly, we're definitely still looking for partners to work with us and make sure that we are able to impact the state and the nation in the best way possible. But also going to thearmyofsurvivors.org is where you can contact us, or going to our Instagram, which is at the Army of Survivors, or our Twitter, which is at Survivors Army. And those are places that will be updating people and making sure that people get the information that they're looking for.
Grace French, what will success for the Army of Survivors look like to you if you and I are talking 10 years from now?
I want to make sure this movement doesn't die and that the conversation continues and that every survivor who speaks out feels empowered and listened to and believed.
Grace French, founder of the Army of Survivors, an advocacy group consisting of women who survived abuse committed by Larry Nassar, and are turning that into action. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.